Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are live all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We've even heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, U.S. Virgin Isles, United States, Canada, India, Virgin Isles, Argentina, Brazil, you name it, we're turning all over the world, and to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Group International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the entire nation into a billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are joining us, you can call into the station live, the number 646-595-2035. And in a moment, you'll hear the voice of the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, one of the world's greatest theologians, and the author of 1,000 Days of Consecutive Fasting, who recently has led the entire world into 100 days of fasting. And now, without any further ado, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Hello. I guess they're not on here yet.
And good evening to everyone on the blog line tonight. Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen, for such a wonderful introduction. And we're just taking a little break between the new prayer line and the blog line. God bless all of you. This is the blog line, and we're here to praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we're here to praise the Lord tonight.
Really?
A thousand times somebody can praise him. A thousand times.
He's not on our...
Amen. Can y'all hear me? Anybody, can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't think I'm on mute. Can y'all hear me? Someone answer me. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. When I ask y'all questions, I sure would appreciate it if y'all would let me know, because I'm trying to judge if I'm on the front line or not, okay? God bless you. It's a great time. Amen. Amen. We open up the blog line. Our format is to receive your prayer requests, and then we'll pray and ask God to do miracles. And then we'll... hopefully that you all will come back after you get your miracle and do like the nine lepers. Don't do like the nine lepers, but do like the one who returned to say thank you and give your praise report unto the Lord and say thank you for what he's done. Amen. All right, the line is open to you for a prayer request. Anybody? I'm starting out by putting my granddaughter Bria on the blog line request, and then that God would protect her. Yeah. And Malia and Anaya and Dante. We have Dante here tonight. Amen. Dante, say hello to the people.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hold on.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, you want to, but he wants to hang around his poppy, don't you?
Yeah.
Want to hang around his poppy. All right, he's on the prayer line with us tonight. And I want you all to pray for him and Anaya and Malia and Dante and Bria and Preetha and Anitra and Raphael. And of course, Dr. Betty. And Apostle, pray for me. All right. Anyone have a prayer request, please let me know.
Dr. Hendricks, unspoken.
Right, I'm Master Hendricks.
Unspoken.
Okay.
Mother Wilson, pray for myself, my family, and Mother Wilson.
Okay.
Ambassador Cobb, unspoken.
Anyone else? Okay. Well, if that's all, let me ask one more time. Is there anybody else? Anybody have your back against the wall and you need the Lord to bless you in such a great way, help you? Don't be ashamed. We know God can answer prayer and miracles will be happening. Anyone else?
Can I have a request? Pray for Dr. Biggs to make it home safe on a flight.
Who? Dr. Who?
Dr. Biggs.
Best?
Dr. Biggs.
Oh, Biggs. Okay.
Yes. He's flying home out of Atlanta tonight. He's there from New Orleans. He's in Atlanta now.
Okay.
On our way.
All right. When we're home, God bless you. All right, anybody else? I certainly want to.
Dr. Johnson, I need a financial miracle.
All right, he's able. I'm going to ask him to shake the chuck tree for you. I've had people come to me after I prayed this prayer and they received checks, unexpected checks. So we'll certainly pray that God would shake that chuck tree for you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is there anyone else?
Yes, sir.
Requesting prayer. All right. Let's pray. Someone had asked that God would add more men on the line. So I don't want to pray for that. Okay. Y'all ready? Let's pray and then we'll begin to thank the Lord here. Heavenly Father, thank you. We appreciate everything you've done for us. For the anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys every yoke. God, I don't care what yoke it is. The anointing destroys it. Every time you're in the room, your anointing is present. And it destroys every yoke, every affliction yoke. Anybody who's sick, doctors may not know what's wrong, but the anointing will destroy that yoke. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing that destroys all yokes in the heart, all yokes in the mind, all yokes in the liver, in the kidney, in every organ. The anointing will destroy that yoke. Cancer yoke, diabetes yoke, heart trouble yoke, back trouble yoke, in the stomach area, in the feet, in the bones, in the hips, in the eyes, in the ears, in the nose, in the sinuses, in the head, and in the neck, in the shoulders, everywhere. The anointing, we ask you, Lord, to allow it to destroy all these yokes. Is there anything, Lord, anything too hard for you? Oh, thank you, Lord. No thing is too hard for you. Show to these people once again your capability of doing exceeding, exact, abundantly above all we ask or think. God, lift every heavy burden. Lift every problem. Lift, God, every heavy thing on these people. And deliver in the name of Jesus. So carpet them with your glory. So carpet them, Lord, with the praise. God, fix things that are wrong. Let them be perfectly all right. Heal those who are sick. Release those who are held bound. Bind the devil, we pray. Give the victory in the name of Jesus. Make these precious people triumphant in every situation. Oh, God, we pray that you send your love, that people will feel loved. Send your joy, that people will feel your joy. Send hope in the midst of hopelessness and despair. Let them feel your hope. And God, in the midst of confusion and arguments, send peace. Peace like a river. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need your help. There was a shooting there in Kansas City, Kansas today. Oh, God, off of 10th and Quindaro, not far from my church. And God, somebody's heart is grieving. Somebody's down. Somebody's hurt. God, help in that situation and heal in that situation. Bring peace. And I pray that you assuage any type of feeling of getting even. Let them know that vengeance is yours, said the Lord. Bless those people. Help them to go through the storm and be better and to learn many things through the storm that they're going through. Now we bind the enemy who tries to bind your people. We bind the enemy that's binding finances or trying to bind finances. We bind him, Lord. And on this earth, as you said we could do, I know you meant it. We lose financial blessings everywhere over the people of God. Touch them, Lord, and let the chuck tree, Lord, shake it, I pray.
We bless you.
And send the blessings down from heaven. Lord, some people don't believe that, but they have to get in the spirit realm. They know what we're trying to ask you for. And in the spirit realm, Lord, we ask you to shake that chuck tree and send financial blessings down that some people don't even have room to receive. Bless. God, we believe it. Turn things around for people who have financial press on this line. They have needs like never before. And Lord, I'm asking you to bless them and help them. Oh, somebody's hurting. God, touch it. Heal that hurting pain. Soothe that bruised heart. Soothe that wounded soul. In the name of Jesus, look on Bishop Hagin. Restore him, God. Oh, you already restored him the other day. He preached, oh, my God, like a maniac. But heal him completely, I pray, that he may continually be one who's preaching the word of God and blessing hearts and souls. Oh, God, look on the others on this line who have problems. Let them know that you are a problem solver. And those who are in trouble, let them know that you are a troubleshooter. And those who are down, pick them up. Those who are out, bring them in. Those who are wounded, heal. And thank you for what you're doing. The Lord, forgive all sin, any sins of omission, any sins of commission. heal, Lord, and bless your people bountifully. Make a way out of no way. Lift, Lord, and bless in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we look to you tonight. Take over this blog line and help the people, Lord, to be tremendously and abundantly and overwhelmingly blessed in Jesus' name. Look on Dr. Diggs as she's traveling. Go back in the name of Jesus. Give her safe travel in Jesus' name. I pray for Sister and Master Karen Brown that you look on her and bountifully meet her needs. Give her a testimony as never before. Oh, God, more men on the line is my request. Would you send them, Lord, from the north, south, east, and west? I never ask you for nothing that you didn't do. I want more men on the line. That's my request. You can inspire them from everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, forgive us for carrying out your will even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, God. Look on the Elder Benny Johnson. Touch him and help him, Lord. Look on Sister Lucille's family and on Sister Lucille. Help her get the job that she needs. In Jesus' name. I'm praying for Joe Helen. Oh, Sister Sean, help him. Lord, bless him. Lord, Willie Johnson, Lord, help her to finish her school. And Sister Ernestine, Ambassador Ernestine Riley. Oh, God, help her, Lord. And then let her prayer requests be made come to pass about the violence among our youth. In Jesus' name. Look on Bria. Bless her, Lord. Keep her covered with the blood of Jesus. And keep her hedge around her. Look on Malia. Look on Dante. Look on Anaya. Bless all of them bountifully, Lord. And Lanitra and Raphael. Please bless them bountifully. Give them the desires of their heart. And then look on Dr. Betty and give her the desires of her heart. Bless her bountifully, overwhelmingly, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I hope I'm not out of place by asking you to help me and to bless me, Lord, and to take me up in Jesus' name. Let me be an example, Lord, of how you bless people for thanking you 1,000 times a day. Thank you. Look on Willie Jane. Look on Renee Willis. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. We bless your holy name. Give us our heart's desire. Oh, God. Bless these precious people as never before. In Jesus' name. The Lord Ambassador Hendricks. She's helped us so many times in this life. And Lord, grant her unspoken request. We just praising you for it and giving you the glory. Look on Elder Wilson and the whole Wilson family. Look on Ambassador Cobb with her unspoken request. Jesus. Look on all of our ambassadors. God, help them. Help them, Lord. Help. Look on Ambassador Stitt. Help her, Lord. Help her. Help her to know that this morning that we were looking forward to hearing from her. And don't let the enemy try to do anything. God, bless her and help her. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, look on Ambassador Hodges. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful prayer line. New prayer line. Look on Ambassador Pfeiffer. Bless her, Lord, and help her too, I pray. Oh, God, look on our mother to the nation. Bless her and help her, Lord. Strengthen her body. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And God, all of our ambassadors and our ambassadors elect, our new ambassadors elect, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for how you're blessing and helping and growing so many. How you're growing Sister Joyce Law. How you're growing Sister Rita there in Chicago. And for how you're growing so many. Sister Lucille, oh God, so many you're growing. We praise you and thank you. And for the Master Lady Guy, oh God, touching her body and helping her. Supply her every need. And we're careful to praise you and give you glory. And those who will, please help us thank you right now. We're thanking until 9:35. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
913, this is Sheila Brown, and I pray you all can hear me. My phone been acting. Praise God. Good evening, Chief Ambassador. Good evening, Lady Betty. Good evening to you all. I do have a praise report. I was not able to make it to our convention this year, our first fruit convention this year, due to a car accident, to go be with our leaders, Ambassador and Dr. Lady Betty, in Amazing Grace. But God bless me Sunday here in Kansas City, Kansas, to go be with our leaders all day from Sunday school to late 6 o'clock that evening. I think the good Lord, we celebrate it. Y'all think I holler and scream Amazing Grace. Please, Amazing Grace is the home of the hallelujah and praising and jumping and shouting. I thought I could praise those folks that shut me down over there. But God is so good. They fed me dinner. They set me at a table with them. I felt like royalty. God bless me. And our pastor, Chief Ambassador, is a meek, humble man of God. They are old-fashioned type people. They're not into that dressing and all of that old fanciness. And everybody at their church, to me, appears to be original, true saints. I mean, the mothers are mothers. They not full of all this black hair dye. I have none against hair dye. But sometimes mothers, older seasoned women, can get so caught up in that mess and they lose focus on their age and stuff like that. But I was raised all my life in the Church of God in Christ. And those mothers at that church is the old-fashioned type of mothers that I am used to being born and raised with. And them old-school deacons, those people, I'm not bragging on them. I'm bragging on Jesus. God blessed to be among those people and was treated like royalty. And Lady Betty, she is just as meek and original, not loud, know her place, not into all them old fancy big hats and all that old mess stuff. Not wrong with it, but it's just the attitude and the spirit folks wear that mess. Because sometimes you can be hell bound with your big old cars and hats and houses and homes and all of that. But long story short, Lady Betty, a true, meek, anointed, humble woman of God. You could tell folks that sassy and forbidden and ugly and stink and stuff like that, what they feared. Not her. I thank God for her. Thank God for her husband. Been trying to make a pass at me. Been treating me no other way but a woman of God. And we were alone on several occasions. He called me to his office. He showed me his business. He told me his business, and we walked through, and we prayed, and we named, and we claimed. So God made up for that first fruit convention that I missed due to a car accident, because he gave me double for my trouble on Sunday. And Sister Gina Hodges blessed me and picked me up and treated me like royalty. Then took me to the grocery store before bringing me home, because she knew I had a newborn baby in this house. May God bless you all, and that is my praise tonight.
Anybody else with the praise report?
Good evening. For Pastor Jones, and I just want to thank God for the prayer line, and I really enjoyed the youth prayer line this evening. And I just want to thank God. I went to pick out my beautiful new car today, so I'm just asking God to find favor and let his mercies fall upon me. And I just know that God, I know, Mother, I think that was Wilson said earlier, how God wants you to live and have abundance. So I'm just letting his blessings flow up on me. If it happens, fine. If it don't, but I know God got the perfect, beautiful quarters running beautifully so I can bless others like he's going to bless me. So I just want to thank the Lord for tonight and bless you, Dr.
Amen, amen, amen. All right. You know what? I don't know. The Lord must be in. Here, you're the second or third one who's got a new car here lately. Yeah, God had me to tell y'all that he's not going to give one child a car and somebody else, another child, needs a car, and he's not going to bless them. He doesn't do stuff like that. I know some people do things strangely, but God doesn't do stuff like that. I mean, he's going to bless both of his children.
Yes.
I said he's going to bless both of his children if they need cars. He's going to bless them both.
Amen.
Amen. Down here who needs a car, get ready. Amen. Because the Lord is not going to bless one child and not going to bless you and you need a car.
Yes.
No, he's going to supply your every need.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm just going to help you grab that. I'm in the Word. I'm walking in the Word right now.
Amen.
He's going to supply your every need. And so I look for other folks.
Amen.
I just need one of y'all to say amen and agree with me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What have you learned?
Oh, yeah. What have you learned?
Yes.
I learned from that message. I got one for y'all Sunday morning at Amazing Grace. If the Lord let me bring this message, not only what have you learned, but in this day and time, so many people are hurting. So many people are going through struggles. I want to ask a question. How can you help? That's what I'm asking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's wonderful to learn stuff. Yeah, what have you learned? But you got the ability. See, you got to understand that God uses people. He uses people. And just like he used Ambassador Dr. Betty in Amazing Grace to bless so many people. Yeah, he uses. How can you help? That's the question I'm asking. How can you help?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how can you help when people don't have food and you got a few bucks in your hand? How can you help? What can you do? How can you help when young people are in the street after school and their mama ain't home and they get into trouble and the police is picking them up? How can you help? Amen. Thank you, Brother James. Who is helping next door in the school next door. Amen. Offering programs and Ambassador Hodges offering programs for young people. How can you help? To keep them out of trouble. Amen.
Yeah.
How can you help to your young people coming for classes and things like that? How can you help? So many of y'all got visions. You need to share these visions on the line here. Of what God can do to you. How can, man, I'm going to ask that question, I mean Sunday. How can you help? Because we have within us, if we just listen to the Lord, we can help so many, many people. You know, I'm not going to preach my message to y'all tonight. Come on, Amazing Grace Sunday. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else with the praise report? Prayer? Yeah, a praise report. I'm looking for that. Anybody else? All right, y'all. We had a great, 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 great night on the blog line here. Amen. I'm just going to tell you again, it's going to be all right, whatever you're going through. You hear me?
Dr. Johnson.
Hey. And God bless you. Get ready to do the blog shop. The rehab, yeah. If y'all could just see me, all of y'all would be up shouting. Because I ain't sitting. I got my hands, I'm waving my hands and moving. Oh, my God. I wish. No, 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 no. I'm not going to go on what they show you. No, I'm just going to let y'all imagine when I'm praising God. Why can't you praise God? Get up. You've got to praise. That's your hands. Your legs. You'll be grateful to me. If you follow me, you'll be grateful to me of how the Lord's going to bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mother Emily Johnson. You're leading us into the Holy Ghost rehab. God bless you. Get up. Get up. Praise the Lord. Give him glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Move those arms. Move those legs. Get up and shout for the Lord. God bless you. I'm going to let y'all go. Have a wonderful night. The Lord bless you real good.
Amen.
So have a good night.
Amen.
And God bless you.
And that's the hymn. God bless you, Chief. And everybody on the line. God bless everybody. Have a blessed night.
Have a blessed night to all of you. God bless you.
Amen.
Anybody
want to
send a shout out? It's all right.
I want to send a shout out to everyone on the prayer line. God bless you. This is Sister Lucia.
Amen.
Yes, God bless you, Sister Lucia. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Ambassador Frierson from Michigan. I would like to send a shout out to everyone on the prayer line. Tomorrow is shut-in night. Starts at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
With us. Everybody's welcome. Thank you.
Beautiful. Dr. Hagen, I want you, tomorrow night, I want you, when we do our Holy Ghost rehab, get the phone up to Bishop's ear. Amen. The Holy Ghost told me to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Something about that Holy Ghost we have is going to activate something inside of him.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the Lord's going to do, but it's going to be a blessing to him, I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
So get the phone up to his ear as we do Holy Ghost we have.
Amen.
Amen. Right up to his ear. Let him hear it real strong.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised on the results of what God will do to it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.
God bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful night. Anybody else want to finish? It's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Good night to y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.